Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Blaeholder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting 7th. The 3rd baseman, Billy Werber. Batting 8th. The 1st baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive towards third. Werber catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Warsler moves to third. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warsler scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Warsler bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards strikes out. Two outs. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blyaholder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyaholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Warsler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Richards fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaeholder hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Blaeholder drops the ball. Cook moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. Almada moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook scores. Almada moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell is walked intentionally. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Dib Williams. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almada scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Max Bishop pinch runs for Wes Farrell. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop now playing second base. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-3 in the game. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dahlgren. The throw from Richards and he is out, McNair applying the tag. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-3 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Richards reaches second base with a double. Warsler moves to third. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to home to get Warsler. Richards moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. McNair steals second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warsler strikes out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Richards hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Werber bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Babe Dahlgren. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bishop moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Almada reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Cook moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.